It's 538, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Ben Wolfgang, a Washington Times reporter who is always working some compelling stuff. And I got to admit, you know, I pick up the paper this morning and I look and I see fracking waste disposal tied to Ohio earthquakes.
Yep.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, you got to read that story, you know, when you see that kind of headline. First of all, what is fracking?
Well, for those out there who may not know, but I think you'll be hearing more about it in the coming months, in the coming years. Fracking, essentially, it's been around a while, but it's gotten more popular. In a nutshell, what it is a way to extract natural gas from very deep, thousands and thousands of feet down, and natural gas trapped in rocks that previously was inaccessible. So what companies do is they use huge amounts of water, millions of gallons of water. They combine it with sand, and they combine it with chemical mixtures and pump it into the ground at incredible pressures, and that cracks the rock and releases the gas, and they can then extract it back up to the surface.
Wow. All right. Sounds very expensive.
It's very expensive, but very lucrative if you can do it, because, I mean, the amount of natural gas that they found in places like the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania and Ohio and West Virginia is just far beyond what anybody had previously thought.
So how long has this been going on?
Well, fracking itself has been around for a couple of decades, probably about 40, 50 years, but really it's only caught on in the past 7, 8 years, maybe the past decade, where it's really started to pick up in Pennsylvania and in Ohio, obviously, and West Virginia.
Yeah. All right. Now, we're hearing that there's an association between the tremors and this fracking, right?
So, yes and no. The fracking itself isn't actually causing the earthquakes. As a matter of fact, there were folks that came out recently from the U.S. Geological Survey that said fracking itself can't lead to earthquakes, doesn't generate enough pressure to do that. But, as I mentioned, you have to use millions and millions of gallons of water to frack a single well. So after you're done, you have that mixture of water and sand and chemicals that you have to do something with. Most companies, the bigger energy companies, they recycle that water and reuse it from frack job to frack job.
Mm-hmm.
But that costs a lot of money to set up the infrastructure, the piping, the facilities to recycle, clean, and reuse all of that water. So you have a handful of companies, I think about 20% of water, rather than being reused, is basically pumped back into the ground, deposited deep into the earth where it's not going to do any damage to the water table.
Under a great deal of pressure?
Yeah, basically. They just drill a hole about at least 9,000-10,000 feet deep and pump that water back down there. And it's essentially like storing nuclear waste. I mean, it's just dirty, disgusting stuff that you don't want to have anywhere near the surface. So they just stuff it back into the earth.
Okay.
It's becoming less popular, but some companies still do it.
All right. So if I understand correctly, Ohio has had this rash of quakes since this stuff has began.
Yep.
All right. One was I don't want to say pretty intense, because what we had here was fairly intense, and that was a 5.8 back in the summer.
Right.
But they had something, along the lines of a 3 or a 4 or something?
They had a 4.0 on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And on Christmas Eve, they had, I think it was a 2.7 or a 2.8. They've had 11 of them since March in and around Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay, where this fracking is going on.
Yeah, essentially you have a company. It's not even a fracking company. They don't do the fracking themselves. They're a disposal company. So basically, you know, natural gas companies that have all this excess water and don't want to deal with it will hire a subcontractor, a disposal company, to take care of it for them. And this
right.
particular disposal company had been drilling these deep injection wells apparently near fault lines outside of Youngstown, Ohio. So eventually these injection wells started tampering with those fault lines and triggering these tremors.
Okay, so the USGA said no, they didn't think that, or USGS, I should say,
yeah.
Said no, we don't think that they're causing these. However, someone else, some other organization, thinks that this is being caused.
Well, the USGS says that the fracking itself isn't causing them. Most people seem to think, including the USGS, that these particular disposal wells, drilling them are causing them, or could be causing them.
Okay. So what happens now? Obviously, there's pressure on the political types to jump in, take some credit for doing the right thing,
yep.
or turn their heads and run from the wrong thing?
That's a great question, and the way this plays out is going to be very interesting, and this is the first of its kind. This hasn't been reported before, hasn't happened before, so what happens here in Ohio is going to have ripple effects across the entire natural gas industry, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, they've closed down all injection wells within a 5 mile radius of this particular well, which they think has been triggering these earthquakes. So they've sort of shut it down temporarily. They're going to do more research. There's federal officials on the ground, state officials on the ground, trying to get to the bottom of this. So I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen down the road, but I think one reaction you might see in Ohio is possibly legislation to ban these injection wells.
Yeah.
I mean,
they can still get the gas, but they just can't do what they're doing now.
They just
which
can't pump the water.
More expensive.
Sure, absolutely.
Which drives the cost of the gas up.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. But I mean, the technology is there to recycle this water and reuse this water. It's being done. The larger energy companies are doing it and have been doing it for years. So really, other than trying to make a couple extra bucks, there's not much of a reason to use these injection wells.
You know, you're too young, but there was a commercial a long time ago about fooling Mother Nature.
Yeah.
It's not nice to do that. Sometimes I get the impression that maybe that's what's going on here.
Yeah.
Digging these big holes. It's pretty serious when you make the earth move under your feet.
That's right. That's right. And, well, and other companies in the industry and industry leaders are pretty peeved about this whole thing because it gives the whole industry a black eye when something like this happens. And you would like to think that companies, if they're going to use these injection wells, which really is discouraged at this point, but if you're going to do it, you would think you'd do the proper research to find out that where you're going to drill isn't on a key fault line that could shake Youngstown, Ohio on New Year's Eve.
Well, all right. Well, if you find anything new on this fracking story, please let me know.
Will do.
All right,
Will
Ben.
Do.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Andy.
Ben Wolfgang, Washington Times reporter.